This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet numbskulls on broadcasting.
What are you talking about? I eat ice cream like a man. Yeah, if it's in the cone, you know what I do? I just, I bite it. I don't lick it. I don't spoon it. I bite it. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com or TheKevinJacksonShow.com. You can get a hold of us at 844-551-8255. How do you eat your ice cream? Be careful. Be careful with your answer. How do you eat your ice cream? Bloomberg has an ice cream commercial that he made for Big Gay Ice Cream.
Here's my ice cream. Ah, thank you. Big Gay Ice Cream is the best.
Big Gay Ice Cream, it's the best. Welcome back. Woo! Bloomberg on Big Gay Ice Cream. Is Big Gay Ice Cream better? Hey, shouldn't someone show restraint and limit their ice cream to Little Gay? This is the man that wants 16-ounce sodas, and he's over there taking his big old scoop of Big Gay ice cream. He was using a spoon, by the way. He's eating it with a spoon. That's the way you eat Big Gay ice cream. You spoon. Oh, man, I had a lot of fun with this topic on Twitter. I said, why is Bloomberg allowed to pick a side in the ice cream gender war? Perhaps Big Q ice cream is better than Big Gay ice cream. Do you get it? LBGQQ? Oh, wait, if you have to explain the joke, it isn't a joke. Yeah. Big Q. If one uses a spoon, I said this, perhaps Big Gay ice cream is better. But what if someone chooses to lick the ice cream? You get it? The LGBT lick, you know, as in needing a liquor license. This little commercial, this little Bloomberg commercial, right, that's what it was. And by the way, those of you who haven't seen it, it is Big Gay Ice Cream. I don't know if that's really a brand. I think it may be, but it had rainbow and all that at the bottom. And I don't know if it's like the LGBT ice cream or something to let people know that you are gay when you get the big gay ice cream. Or if you get it in a rainbow cup, I don't know. But there were rainbows all over, and it was clear that Bloomberg was speaking to the gay audience when he was saying this. So clear. But it did pose a lot of questions for people, and I'm going to tell you, Twitter kind of lit up on it. One guy said, so sugar is okay if it's gay sugar? One person asked, will there be a sin tax? I thought that was pretty clever. One of the funnier memes outside of people looking like strange, like, you know, I don't know if you see these they call them GIFs or GIFs, GIFs, where this one guy's like going, look, and his face is like, what? What did he just say? I mean, there were a lot of those. But I went through the Twitter feed because I was curious. What is this about? I truly did. My producer's going, look, I didn't know what it was. Is there really a Big Gay ice cream? Is it like in New York? Is it in a special district of New York? Or is it out of California? Maybe it's out of San Francisco. What's that district that's heavily gay? Maybe you can only get Big Gay ice cream in gay parts of Joe Biden's town. I don't know. You know, Joe Biden talking, I've been to the black parts of my town. Maybe Joe has been to the gay parts of his town where he gets Big Lick ice cream, which is the lesbian version. Or, yeah, I don't know. I'm just asking. I'm asking for a friend. I'm not even asking for myself. Because I don't want any Big Gay ice cream. Anyway, there was this one gif of a goat pooping out ice cream into cones, and it was all the ice cream was coming out in rainbow colors. And I thought, yep, because Bloomberg pooped in this one, for sure. Then there was a gay reference on Twitter. It was funny. It said, vote Mike, he swallows. I know we're PG-13, but the kids can deal with that one. They don't even know what I'm talking about. Another guy tweeted this, one of my favorites, better than gay meatballs. What is Bloomberg thinking? Is he? Is this a pander? Is the gay vote that important? Look, I will tell gay people, because there are gay people listening to my program. I don't care. I don't care if you don't eat big gay ice cream. If you eat heterosexual ice cream, I'm cool with you. It's okay. I'm not. It does not make you not gay. If you eat heterosexual, just regular old white, you know, with vanilla or chocolate or strawberry, or you swirl it because you're into the mulatto ice creams, I don't even care. I don't care. You don't have to just eat gay ice cream. You are free to eat heterosexual ice cream, and we here at the Kevin Jackson Show endorse your ability to choose whatever human version of ice cream you want. You could eat Muslim halal ice cream. You could eat Jewish kosher ice cream. Yeah, I don't know if those exist, but it's okay with me. Anyway, there was a consensus. They said Bloomberg was indeed pandering to the LGBT community, and they equated it in this one tweet. He says, guy goes, and I thought hot sauce was bad. But Bloomberg says, hold my beer. I thought that was so clever because it references both failed women who want to be president. Hillary Clinton's hot sauce deal, where she was on black radio and said, I always carry hot sauce with me. Yeah, it's in my bag. And then, of course, Elizabeth Warren, who held her beer, little beer fest up. Honey, will you bring me a beer so I can drink it on camera? And if we could do this awkward kiss? Yeah. What a pander. Really? People were going, this guy's a billionaire? And I mean, he did it with all of the pizzazz of like paint dry. I mean, it was so awful. It was awful. I mean, people were questioning. I'm going through the Twitter feed. They're going, what's he think? What is he trying to do? It was like, you got my ice cream? I got bring it. Yeah, there it is. I like big gray ice cream. And you had to know there was going to be backlash on this. Big old scoop, big old cup of ice cream. If they had brought him like a little serving size, like a little scoop that he could just taste it, it's one thing. And then he had to go and spoon with it, you know. He should have eaten it just with a fork, or I don't know. You know, I'm back to, is there a protocol for how you eat? Let me tell you, I love lollipops, but one time I was eating a lollipop in front of one of my girlfriends years ago, and she goes, you eat that lollipop like a gay man. I was like, why do you eat a lollipop and not look gay? I mean, it's a lollipop. What do you? I'm not gay. You know this. But I had to stop. I started chopping my lollipops up to eat them and eat with a fork. We'll be back. I'm glad you guys listened to Kevin Jackson.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff. But still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
The most important thing is we have to be Trump.
We've seen the damage that Trump and the Republican Congress have done.
I doubt if Bernie Sanders can beat Trump.
I like Bernie. I think he has great ideas. But Michigan, Pennsylvania, Iowa, they're just not going to vote for a socialist.
I do have some concerns about Bernie Sanders' health, considering the fact that he did have a heart attack.
I think it's very important that the Democrats nominate somebody that can beat Trump.
I don't feel as though Bernie Sanders would do well against Donald Trump.
I just don't think Bernie can beat Trump.
DMFI PAC is responsible for the content of this advertising.
That was an anti-Bernie commercial, obviously, right? Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. Anti-Bernie Sanders commercial. Bernie Sanders is getting too much traction and it scares Democrats. So now they attack two things on Bernie. They attack, can he win? And he's old and had a heart attack. I guess that's three, technically. He's old and had a heart attack. And when you go back and you think about Donald Trump is what, 72, 73 years old? Doesn't look it, does he? Every time you see Trump, Trump looks like he is stuck in time. Go look 3 years ago. I swear, Trump looks younger today than he did then. And Melania, too. Maybe Trump did make a deal with the devil. Because he ain't aging. Most presidents look, rode hard and put up wet. But 3 years in the office, Trump looks like he is the same dude. All these other Democrats are aging in dog years. Bernie's getting more humped over. Biden's getting more senile. I mean, Tulsi Gabbard, by the end of this election cycle, Tulsi Gabbard's going to be 63. Yeah. It's fun to watch, though. Fun to watch. So now they're going after Bernie. And the ad is titled Electable. Electable. They go after his far left policy. Yeah. And it's funny, they have people, I like Bernie. I like that Bernie, like, Bernie seems like he's a good guy, but Bernie has a problem. Bernie is old, you know, or, you know, I really do like Bernie, but he just cannot beat Donald Trump. Which, by the way, I agree with him. I agree with him. But here's the deal. Substitute Elizabeth Warren. I really like Elizabeth. She's got really policies that I agree with. But Elizabeth just cannot beat Donald Trump.
I really like Elizabeth. But she, I mean, really compared to Trump, she seems rather old.
Woo! Joe Biden. Would you put Joe Biden? Joe Biden fits into that spot very well. That's what they're running on. Joe Biden. He can beat Trump. In what universe? Fool yourselves. Fool yourselves into believing you could beat Trump. Let me ask you, do you believe the swing voters, the 20% of the voters I'm going to guess, are enjoying very good stock market, enjoying lots of positive things in their lives, you know, feeling good about their lives again for whatever reason. Do you think they want to switch and go to that dummy? Wait until let me tell you, the Republicans are building a war chest, and all they're waiting on is, who do we go, what stooges do we go after? There's no, you know, like the Democrats were orchestrating who they wanted to fight, to go against. We'll orchestrate and we'll get Donald Trump. We're going to make Donald Trump their candidate. And they did. They were like, oh, Trump has got so much baggage. And he doesn't know how to keep his mouth shut. And he goes out on social media and he says the dumbest things. We want to face Donald Trump. He'll be easy to beat. And you know what the Republicans are saying right now? Don't know, don't care. All up and down the ticket. Yang is mad because he says, I didn't get to be in the CNN debate. What do you care, Yang? Seriously, nobody watches CNN. Tulsi Gabbard is suing Hillary Clinton for defamation. Hillary Clinton's not even in the race. Tulsi, technically, not even in the race anymore. I wouldn't be surprised to see a civil lawsuit against the Democrats in the media by all the black people that can't get elected. Or the Latinos. All kinds of issues facing the Democrats. Unelectable. Pick any one of them. They can't beat it. But beat Trump. But here's what I'll tell you. The ones that are out, the ones that are in, pick your one you want. And ask yourself, do you think the Republicans are fearful? Because Joe Scarborough said the other day, President Trump is very afraid of facing Joe Biden. Really? Donald Trump is afraid of Joe Biden. Nobody believes that. And yet Scarborough said it with all of the, you know, the authority of God. Then Donald Trump is just not willing to face Biden. And in their argument about Russian collusion, Donald Trump is going after one of his political opponents. Well, if he were going after a political opponent, what wouldn't he pick one that he thinks could really win? Because Trump, I'm going to tell you right now, I don't think Donald Trump thinks Joe Biden can win the nomination, much less he certainly can't win the presidency. He can't even win his nomination. So why would Donald Trump single out Biden? Why wouldn't he do something against Hillary? She's still probably a more viable candidate than Biden. Just saying. And the reason why I want to bring this up is because Democrats have a front runner. Like him or not, Crazy Bernie. And the millionaires and the billionaires. And no one wants to talk about all the money that's going to the special interests and the Wall Street. And you don't want to be talking about yours. Oh, by the way, he doesn't say millionaires anymore because Bernie's a millionaire. He won't talk about the millionaires. He'll only talk about the billionaires. But anyway, if Bernie is indeed leading the pack, and it's funny, Bernie may be leading in Iowa, which, for the record, I don't think they've ever picked the president. But they're like, well, he may be leading in Iowa, but he's not leading in South Carolina and Michigan and whatever else. Okay, Maybe true. But if he's a leader, why are you trying to cut him off at the knees? And look, if it's a Biden-sponsored deal, okay, I'm cool with that. Bernie needs to be vetted. But is anybody going to come to his defense? The media is participating in crushing this dude. Hillary Clinton, do we need to circle back on that? Hillary Clinton essentially said Bernie is a fraud. Nobody likes him. And why are we dealing with him? And when she said that, Bernie got a boost. Somebody made the comment that I read it somewhere. Hillary Clinton is the best thing that's happened to the Republican Party. And I think to some degree that's true. I think Adam Schiff is helping quite a bit. But Bernie Sanders may be thinking the same thing. She's good for me. The more Hillary doesn't like me, the better it is for me. But the Democrats still face this big dilemma. We've talked about it on the program. You are cutting off your nose to spite your face. If they want to do a hardcore attack, pardon me, on Bernie, it's got to be done with such a level of precision. And the Democrats don't know what that is. They don't know what a laser is. They use a meat cleaver. And they're cutting off a big percentage of Bernie voters. They're turning them off. These commercials that they think are working for them are working in favor, believe it or not, of Donald Trump. And I think there are some astute Democrats that realize this. They go, you know, we can't be too tough on Bernie. But they did. Listen to that ad. Go watch the anti-Bernie ads that appear in your area and see what happens. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
It could be a last stand for Democrats in the impeachment trial of President Trump. They'll have a vote later today on whether they'll have witness testimony. Top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer.
Senate Republicans face a choice today between seeking the truth and covering it up, between a fair trial and a farce.
The president at a White House event noticed a lack of Republican faces.
We have a lot of great senators that wanted to be here so desperately, but I said, just stay where you are and do your job, please.
The New York Times reports that in May, the president directed John Bolton to call the president of Ukraine to talk about the investigation into the Bidens. There was an incident at Mar-a-Lago, the president's Florida home. The highway patrol was following a black SUV as it broke through two security points. This is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I'm so proud of Chairman Adam Schiff.
Certainly said that there's ample evidence of collusion. There is circumstantial evidence of collusion.
But look, you can see evidence in plain sight on the issue of collusion. Pretty compelling evidence.
Adam Schiff came on, and he went full Alice in Wonderland, Queen of Hearts. Verdict first, trial later. I believe he destroyed his credibility.
Top Democrat on the House Intelligence Committee under fire tonight for reciting what he later called a parody of President Trump's phone call with the Ukrainian president.
And I'm going to say this only seven times, so you better listen good. I want you to make up dirt on my political opponent. Understand lots of it.
Not the words in the transcript.
Of the dishonesty of how this investigation is being run. And I wish we could elaborate that on Chairman Schiff and the dishonesty that he has displayed.
First off, have you heard from the whistleblower? Do you want to hear from the whistleblower?
We have not spoken directly with the whistleblower. We would like to.
The New York Times writes, House Intelligence Chairman Adam Schiff received an early account of the accusations against the president before the official whistleblower complaint was filed.
It puts him in some trouble. He clearly wasn't being forthright in that interview with us a couple weeks ago, and he should have been.
There was no new investigation that had to get created. This whole thing is a fairy tale. Adam Schiff is misleading you.
This is Adam Schiff's partisan and unfair process that he's going through.
I'm so proud of the work of Chairman Adam Schiff.
Adam Schiff is a bald-faced liar. He's one of the most dangerous people you could ever meet in life. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. Welcome back if you've been listening. Dangerous guy. The guy who will do anything he can to ruin your life over a technicality. He's that dude who you accidentally cut off in traffic, he follows you and shoots you. He's that guy. Pick the guy that wants to make your life heck over nothing, and that is the guy. And the only difference between the guy that you see, the guy that you've run into, and Adam Schiff is Adam Schiff has the power to do it. He's got the power to do it. Destroyed his credibility in multiple ways. He stands in front of the. Every time he gets up in between these Senate hearings, and he gives a response, it's impassioned lies. That's what it is. Anyway, here's what one of the Trump attorneys said about Adam Schiff, mentioning additional charges.
Mr. Senators, thank you for that question. And no, the articles of impeachment do not charge the crime of bribery, extortion, or any other crime. And that's a critical point. Because, as the Supreme Court has explained, no principle of procedural due process is more clearly established than that of notice of the specific charge and a chance to be heard in a trial of the issues raised by that charge are among the constitutional rights of every accused. That was the Supreme Court in Cole versus Arkansas. And the court has also explained that for over 130 years, a court cannot permit, it has been the rule, that a court cannot permit a defendant to be tried on charges that are not made in the indictment against him. That is the rule in the criminal law, and it is also the case for impeachments. It is the House's responsibility to make an accusation, and a specific accusation in articles of impeachment. The House had the opportunity to do that, and they did that. And the charges that they put in the articles were abuse of power on a vague standard that they made up, and obstruction of Congress. They put some discussion about other things in a House Judiciary Committee report, but they did not put that in the articles of impeachment. And if this were a criminal trial in an ordinary court, and Mr. Schiff had done what he just did on the floor here and start talking about crimes of bribery and extortion that were not in the indictment, it would have been an automatic mistrial. We'd all be done now, and we could go home. And Mr. Schiff knows that because he's a former prosecutor.
Such a great response. And Schiff was like, oh, high crimes or something. That was the big deal. That was the big deal. No, it wasn't. And let me say, he's still, the whole time he's arguing, bribery, bribery, bribery. What bribery? What is Trump getting? It's so ridiculous. I'm to the point where I got with the Kavanaugh accusers, where I was like, okay, let's just face it. Everybody accusing Kavanaugh of anything is just a lying skank. Well, Schiff is a lying skank. It's exactly what he is. You cannot be tried on charges that are not in an indictment. You didn't put them in there because you know they don't exist. And neither do any high crimes or misdemeanors on the part of Donald Trump. Period. Period. You know who's guilty here. It's the Bidens. Before I get to that clip, I want to play what Representative Mike Johnson talked about on the number of witnesses that were called by the House.
The witness count is not zero, as you know. Remember the number. Remember the score. It's currently 17 to zero. What does that mean? The Democrats got 17 witnesses that they wanted. We got zero that the Republicans wanted. That's the number. That's the witness count. That's the evidence that's been presented in the Senate. And that's why it's so clear to everyone that the facts and the law are on the side of the president here. I think the American people following this, if you look online, people understand the case that's been made. They understand the defense, and they're ready for us to move on. Remember this, and you keep hearing this theme repeated over and over, the abuse of power being a standard, the new standard apparently, to impeach a president. If we do that, it's danger, 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 as Jay Sekulow emphasized on the Senate floor yesterday. You cannot have that be the bar for impeachment. If we do, we're opening a Pandora's box for the country. If it had been that standard for the past, every president since George Washington would have been going through this tirade, this charade, just like this. The Democrats have done this in a very irresponsible way. I think the American people see that, and I think, again, the size of the crowds in New Jersey last night indicate that the American people are behind the truth here, and we're glad to get on with this, and we hope that it'll be over in the coming days.
Abuse of power. I want you to understand what that means. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. A president negotiating on behalf of America, the most powerful country in the world. Every time he is in a negotiation with anybody, it is an abuse of power based on what the Democrats are saying. If he says, look, I'm not going to authorize this funding until you stop all this corruption, abuse of power. You're not going to get those missiles. We're not going to ship that food until we know that this money is going towards abuse of power. Oh, it was quid pro quo, because quid pro quo, I get it. He's saying no. He wanted an investigation into Biden. He absolutely did, because the Bidens are crooked. And the president made his case. Why would you do what? Because he's a presidential candidate at some point? That makes him immune? Okay, everybody's running for president. Let me ask you this. Running for president, did it make Trump immune to all the crap they're putting him through? No. The sitting as president make him immune? No. The showing that everything he did, Barack Obama did on steroids, except it was not in the interest of America. Does that help? No, because the Democrats are on a witch hunt. 17 witnesses to none. Now I want to get into something else they talked about. He said the White House didn't answer our subpoenas. And the attorney gets up and he says, look, very simple. You subpoena a bunch of witnesses. And you say, You can't have counsel. Now, I'm going to ask each of you, if you were to be served papers and you sent them to your attorney and you said, look, I've been subpoenaed to appear in front of the court, but they say I cannot appear with my attorney. You know what you can do to those papers? You can tear them up. They're meaningless. Would you want to go into the so-called perjury trap like they did with Mike Flynn? Hey, we're the FBI. We're here to ask you a few questions. Well, should I get my attorney? No, I don't think you need your attorney. Why would you need your attorney? We're just going to ask you a few questions. What did he get Flynn? He answered questions openly, really honestly for the most part. Some of it was none of their doggone business. I'll quit coughing, huh? But no, perjury trap. You know why he did it? Because he was protecting his son. They were going to perjury trap his son. Now they're in trouble because Flynn's going, not anymore. So anyway, the House issues non-subpoena subpoenas and then wonder why nobody shows up. I tell you what, House, why don't you go arrest them? A subpoena is a pretty big deal. You're supposed to show up. You know why they can't arrest them? Because their attorneys would have everybody sued in the food chain. If they did, they couldn't arrest them. On the second set of subpoenas, we want the people closest to the president, his advisors. I declare executive privilege. I don't want my advisors talking to you. Why? Because they're my closest advisors. They'd already raided his personal lawyer's place. No, they're not going to talk to you. All you want to do is get them into perjury traps or whatever else. No. And it would be the same thing if you have something that you've confided in, for example, your wife or your husband, and you know why they are not compelled to testify against you? Because you tell them your secrets. The things that you don't want other people to know. And it isn't because you're being deceptive or whatever. It's because it is none of your freaking business. I'm the president of the United States trying to run a government, and you just want to play games, Democrats. And Donald Trump says, no, we're not going to play your game. So get over yourselves. The Democrats can't handle it because they're used to the power.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 8th Annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, May 29th to June 1st. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, leading-edge science, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend offers lectures and workshops, exciting panels, and a luncheon that I'm hosting. Contact in the Desert also features leading experts, including Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, Stephen Greer, Emery Smith, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and many important researchers and scientists from all over the world. With the breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, Contact in the Desert is your place for inside information. Join us at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. It's time to make contact. That's contactinthedesert.com. Contactinthedesert.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
This message is for all sexually active men. Now, you can get the same active ingredients as in Viagra and Cialis online in chewable form from BlueChew.com. Chewable can mean better, cheaper, and for some men, work faster. Get started 100% online. So no in-person doctor visit, no waiting at the pharmacy, and no more awkwardness. BlueChew.com ships directly to your door in discreet packaging. So order now. You'll love it, and so will your partner. For a limited time, first-time customers get their first shipment free. Just pay $5 shipping when you use the promo code FAST at BlueChew.com. Chewable can mean better, cheaper, and for some men, work faster. That's BlueChew.com, promo code FAST.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. The service is not intended to replace your primary care physician or cure any disease.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
For one thing, you can ask John.
Well, I will be meeting President Zelensky. He and President Trump have already spoken twice. President called to congratulate President Zelensky on his election and then on his success in the parliamentary election. They were very warm and cordial calls. We're hoping that they'll be able to meet in Warsaw and have a few minutes together.
That's the guy that Adam Schiff wants to testify. He believes Bolton's testimony will be the end-all, be-all. Oh, we've got to have Bolton. Bolton, Bolton, Bolton. Bolton, Bolton, Bolton. They didn't call Bolton during their hearing. They didn't call Biden during their hearing. Any of the Bidens. Another kangaroo court. That's what it was. And Justice Roberts did not let Rand Paul get a question in. Here's what he tweeted. My question today is not about whether or not individuals who were holdovers from the Obama National Security Council and Democrat partisans conspired with Schiff staffers to plot impeaching the president before there were formal House impeachment proceedings. He then tweeted out the question that Robert censored. My exact question was, are you aware that House Intelligence Committee staffer Sean Misko had a close relationship with Eric Saramella while at the National Security Council together? And are you aware... It looks like he did something. He said it twice. And how do you respond to reports that Saramella and Misko may have worked together to plot impeaching the president before there were formal House impeachment proceedings? Now, what people say about that tweet, the tweet in it, or the thing that he wanted John Roberts to read, is that it pretty much verifies that Saramella was the whistleblower because he wouldn't allow any names to be read. And what people are questioning is they're saying, look, he still works at the NSC. He's naming people at the NSC, and he's asking, are you aware of the close relationship that these staffers have? The House Intelligence Committee staffer, Sean Misko, and his close relationship with a guy named Eric Saramella, both who work for the National Security Council. And it's raising flags because people are going, you know he's the whistleblower. And the reason why Schiff doesn't want you to know he's the whistleblower is because of the close relationship he has with the House Intelligence Committee staffer. But then they go, we're being cheated, man. You're being cheated. Let me tell you, the bow's going to break for the Democrats. And they're scared because no matter what they do, no matter what they say, there is nothing that will change the outcome of this. It was an impeachment joke. It was never going to pass the Senate. And as Nancy Pelosi says, it'll stain his record. Let me tell you, what's going to stain Donald Trump's record is this latest report that says, hey, guess what? We had a higher GDP than predicted. We have lower unemployment than predicted. It's impacting women, blacks, and Latinos more than predicted in a good way. We have higher salaries than predicted. We have a higher stock market than predicted. We have more money coming in from trade policy than predicted. All of it better. You can't say that about Barack Obama. Not years 1 through 6, and then it was fudged for the next two because he paid $10 trillion to do it. Catherine Harris tweeted, formerly with Fox News, and she's now with CBS. She tweeted, FISA director tells National Security Court deeply regrets the errors and omissions in the 2016 surveillance warrant, 2017 renewals Trump campaign aide Carter Page, POTUS. What about all of the lives that were ruined because of the so-called errors? Yeah. Lives ruined because of these, finger quote, errors. So Carter Page is now suing the DNC. Did you hear this? Carter Page is going, nope, you're not going to ruin my reputation. You're not going to put me through what you put me through and not have to pay. I hope he bankrupts those clowns. I hope he bankrupts them. Do we have the story? I don't know that we have the story. Here's what they said about, and this is old news, but it's interesting to me. Corrupt as H.E. Double Crooked Socks, FBI attorney Dana Buente signed the FBI response to the FISA court abuse. The same dirty cop who signed the fraudulent Carter Page FISA warrant. And I mentioned this because we had talked about it before, but it was Dan Bongino saying, let me tell you something. I'm willing to put my credibility behind this on your show. These messages aren't lost. I absolutely believe this is some kind of canary trap to out the leakers. Make no mistake about it. Donald Trump was set up. It was a sting operation the entire time. Sean, don't discount the name John Carlin within the DOJ. He knew what was going on. In conjunction with Sally Yates, that's the connection, I think, to the White House on this. Don't discount the name. I've talked about John Carlin, but I wanted to give you guys this timeline because I had mentioned it and I didn't repeat the timeline. So, let me see. Timeline of treason. Let's see. I don't want to go through all of it because it's too much. Let's just go here. Let's start in 3-9 of 2015. Clinton associate Terry McAuliffe meets with FBI official Andrew McCabe's wife, Jill, to encourage her to run for office. That was on March the 9th of 15. On the 12th, Jill McCabe announces her candidacy for the state senate in Virginia. On the 31st, Clinton IT specialist Paul Combata realizes he has not deleted all of Hillary's emails, uses BleachBit software to do so. 4-29 of 15, FBI warns McCabe about potential conflicts of interest related to his wife's campaign. 5-19 of 15, official Peter Kadjic, writing from his personal email accounts, emails John Podesta to warn of a House probe into Clinton's emails. 6-24-15, discovery of classified information on Clinton's servers announced, referred to the FBI. That was 6-24. 7-15, FBI opens an investigation into the Clinton email server, mishandling of classified data, led by Andrew McCabe. Now, we know there's a conflict of interest there. 7-20, DOJ DAG, Sally Yates, writes to the DOJ inspector general saying National Security Division is not subject to IG review. The 24th of July, State Department, rather, and other officials make security referral related to classified information possessed by Clinton and associates. 7-24, after complaints from Clinton camp, New York Times edits the story about the email probe, removing criminal references. 8-15, McCabe uses his official FBI to promote his wife's candidacy for the state senate in Virginia. 10-1 of 15, FBI official Andrew McCabe's wife Jill starts receiving bulk of $700,000 from Clinton associate Terry McAuliffe's political entities. 10-3-15, FBI seizes Platte River Network server as the Pagliano server, which were used to host Clinton email services. 10-5, Strzok sends a letter to Datto demanding newly discovered backup server be turned over. 10-6, FBI receives backup of emails Clinton's held by Datto, possibly claimed by Agent Strzok, they said. 10-15, on or around this date, McCabe emails investigators that Clinton will get an HQ special. And what they meant was special or lenient treatment. 10-15 on 60 Minutes, Obama absolves Hillary Clinton of blame for a private email server, said it didn't pose a national threat. 1-15 of 16, John Gaglione, head of FBI's National Security Division, retires, reportedly seeing the probe go sideways, and it goes down the line. So this is all regarding this. Well, then we get into the Peter Strzok and Lisa Page calling Trump an idiot. Nomination would have been good for Hillary. They then started framing Papadopoulos. They learned he was going to join the Trump campaign as a low-level foreign policy advisor. 3-19-16, hackers got access to emails of Clinton operative John Podesta. That's 3-19. 3-26, Manafort was hired as Trump's campaign manager. Fusion's GPS's Simpson and wife had reported on Manafort's Russia ties. Here's where the timeline gets most interesting. On 9-26 of 16, DOJ's National Security Division, the NSD, admits to Fisk, this is the FISA court, that surveillance included Trump's political opponents. On the very next day, John Carlin, head of DOJ, National Security Division, and involved with FISA requests, announced that he was resigning. Yeah, timing's pretty interesting, isn't it? So, at this point, Admiral Rogers is, I think on 10-24, if I'm not mistaken, is that the date? He then goes, 10-24, he apprises the FISA court of numerous cases where U.S. people were improperly surveilled. Then he goes to, they recommended he gets fired. Obama wants, Clapper wants him fired. And Obama doesn't fire him. And then Rogers goes to Trump Tower on 11-17 of 2016 and says, you're being surveilled. Carlin is a critical piece of this. I leave you.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.